folks. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Before we do what the hell did Jesse Jackson say, we've got a breaking news story from Channel 9. A moderate earthquake has just happened in San Bernardino, and it is 4 miles north-northeast of Colton, Rialto, Los Angeles Civic Center is felt there at 55 miles from the epicenter. So let's go to our sister station, KCAL Channel 9, and see what's happening out there.
A little rumble, and then as it got, I guess, closer, the wall started, like, rolling in a rolling motion, and got really loud. And at that point, I had ran out the door downstairs to see if my kids were okay, because they were downstairs watching TV by themselves, and kind of freaked them out a little bit. But
how long did it last?
I'd say it felt like about a minute. Felt like a minute.
That's pretty long.
Tom, everybody okay there?
Yes, everybody doing good. We there was, like I said, there was no, the rumble was really strong, and we didn't have no pictures of break or anything like that. So luckily, for our sakes, there was no damage here.
So sounds more like just some rattled nerves where you are, huh?
Exactly.
All right, let's actually...
Tom, I'm not sure of the exact area where you are.
All right, let's check also with KNX 1070 and see if they have anybody out there. Usually they're pretty good about that. Here's KNX 1070, big news station.
And I immediately ran under my door and freaking out, and it was just really scary.
Okay, thanks very much for calling.
Okay.
KNX News
All
Time.
Right. What happened was somebody just called KNX and said... Yeah, that they had just felt the earthquake. I don't know why we had dumped that. But they had just felt the earthquake. And they're running out of the house, and they were running out of the house yelling, Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, it's pretty serious out there, folks. This is serious news, you know. But did you feel the earthquake? Let's take some calls from... we'll put Jesse Jackson on hold for a second here. Eliminate some of these guys. And was that a major earthquake out there? I mean, Channel 9's taking calls for it, and KNX 1070. I'm sure there's somebody listening to this station that heard that earthquake or felt that earthquake. But it was a 5.0. It happened about 10 minutes to 8 o'clock, so about 14, 15 minutes ago. And it was centered right in San Bernardino, 4 miles from Colton, 5 miles from Rialto, and 55 miles east of downtown Los Angeles. And it was a pretty sizable quake, so there might be some aftershocks as well. Here are the phone numbers of the station, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And if we, Randy, why don't you do a fake call and give me a Baba Booey so we can eliminate those, okay? All right, here's Steve and Colton. Steve, did you feel the earthquake?
I totally felt it, Tim. I mean, the house was just rumbling, and there was a lot of shaking going on. Babooey, babooey, our space, babooey, 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 babooey.
All right. Wow. Jesus. Didn't see that coming. All right. Let's talk to Tim here in Placentia. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
All right. You felt this thing?
Yeah.
And you're in your car?
Funny thing. I was actually just sparking a bowl, and and it was. I thought someone was actually shaking the car first.
Wait,
and
was then, the car stopped, or you were driving?
No, I was parked. I was just sitting
there. Okay.
Yeah, just parked.
Well, you don't know in Los Angeles. I mean, a lot of guys spark bowls while they're driving.
Yeah, but I did that too. I'm
sure.
Just trying to,
yeah.
I'm just trying to relax from that. But
how long did it last?
I noticed like the I had some sunglasses hanging from my my rearview mirror.
Oh my God! Are they totaled?
No, they were like just shaking. I was just watching them shake. Oh, and I was like, "What is this?" And I was like,
I hate to say this, but in California, we want to know what kind of sunglasses you got.
Rays.
Rays, wow.
Yep.
You got it. That's the first thing you got to grab during an earthquake, dude.
I know. I was actually just trying to throw my bowl, and I was
grab
like,
those rays, dude.
Yep.
All right, man, you're a major stud, and so far, the damages are a shaking pair of Ray-Bans.
Jesus Christ.
I'm gonna write that down. One shaking. Is that that's a shaking pair of Ray-Bans, right?
A shaking pair of Ray-Bans.
All right, let's talk to Louisa in Boyle Heights. You felt the earthquake?
Yeah, we did, but we didn't really feel it for that long. It was only maybe a couple of seconds or so.
Oh, yeah? And any damage in the house?
No, not really. We're just a little scared. We're watching a movie, and all of a sudden, we just felt like shaking.
What movie are you watching?
Helter Skelter.
Oh, bad movie to watch during the earthquake.
Yeah.
What part of the movie were you in?
They were close to where they're talking about the Beatles, the songs, the Helter Skelter and the piggies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus, so, that's a scary movie, man.
Oh, we just got a little scared.
A gruesome movie.
No doubt.
Last train to Clarksville, Whitey, huh? All right. Have you ever seen that movie before?
No, it's my first time.
Wow. All right. Well, maybe that's what caused the earthquake.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Thanks, Louisa.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Night.
All right. So far, let me write this down. An interrupted Helter Skelter session and a shaking pair of Ray-Bans.
That's right. Shaking.
Let me write that down. All right. So we have shaking Ray-Bans. And a Helter Skelter movie interrupted. Okay. Might be moving on closely here. Jennifer in Beverly Hills, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey.
Hey.
I was just, in a nail place getting a manicure, and I felt it. And I talked to some of the girls, they're all Vietnamese, and they started calling me crazy.
Wow, is that right?
There's no earthquake, and I felt it, and then as soon as I got in the car, I turned on the radio, and you said that.
Are you Vietnamese?
No, I'm not Vietnamese.
Maybe they're racist.
It could be. They said, you know, crazy white woman.
Yeah, crazy round eye. Get out of the store, crazy round eye. Hey, did it screw up your nails?
No, my nails came out all right.
And what'd you get? What kind of nail polish?
I actually got a French manicure. You know what
French
that is?
French manicure, yeah. That's sort of like the squared off tips.
White.
Oh, half white and half clear, right?
Correct.
Yeah. All right. So your French manicure is made it.
I made it.
Okay. All right. We'll write that down. Thank you, baby.
All right.
All right. There she goes. French manicure made it. No damage. Let's talk to maybe somebody who had some damage. How about Nicholas and Colton. You're pretty close to that deal. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
All right. You felt that earthquake?
Actually, I was driving right through the middle of San Bernardino and Colton.
Right.
I didn't even know an earthquake happened.
Oh, please. Well, then we'll call you about the next one. All right. Let's talk to Jack Silver and see what happened out at his house, the program director of 97.1 FM Talk. Please stop swearing on the air.
Honestly, this is the best earthquake coverage. I mean, seriously. Actually, you know, hold on.
So far, we have a shaking pair of Ray-Bans, a chick who's watching a movie,
right.
Helter Skelter, totally interrupted,
right.
And the French manicure, no damage.
I mean, you know, so funny, because you know, I felt it at my house in Glenwood Hills. I actually felt it here.
Right.
So I call you at about, you know, 5 minutes to eight. I go, okay, let's go into earthquake mode. Let's take some calls.
Nothing. This is the way earthquake coverage. This is the way earthquake should be covered. It's nobody gives a rat's ass.
let's do Jesse Jackson. I mean, seriously, it's not a buoy to us all.
All right,
come on, man.
All right, talk to you later.
Right, good okay. Coverage, Tim.
Thank you. Jesus Christ. All right. A couple more calls, because people are calling in on this. They want to know about this earthquake. Monica in Riverside, you're at 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm good. How are
all
you?
All right. And you're out in Riverside, so is your house totaled?
No.
No.
No. My three-year-old didn't even get scared.
Your three-year-old didn't even feel it?
No, he felt it, but he didn't even get scared.
Right. Not enough to scare the three-year-old.
Mm-mm. No, the light didn't flick or nothing. Nothing fell. It was nothing.
Can you check the house again to make sure?
Yeah, it's still there.
Everything's cool?
Everything's fine,
I mean, you're in the epicenter here. Not one thing fell off one shelf.
No, it was really nothing. It was really nothing.
Okay, so your three-year-old is alive.
Yeah, he's alive.
And he was cut, or he was... Any bones broken?
No.
Nothing.
Just playing with his Hot Wheels. Nothing happened.
All right, thanks for calling.
No problem.
There he goes. I got a shaking pair of Ray-Bans, Helter Skelter, completely interrupted. Doubt they'll get back into that movie tonight. The French manicure is fine, and the three-year-old didn't even feel it. Let's talk to Christian in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you? Hey.
Hello, yes?
Yeah, you're on the air. I hear the panic in your voice. Are you okay?
Well, I was in the car and everything started shaking up. I'm here in downtown LA.
Now, wait, we're breaking up with you. Are you trapped in a car?
Yes.
You are or you're not?
I am. As of right now, I am.
Oh, you are?
They completely closed the 10 freeway going north.
Oh, Jesus. So the 10 freeway?
The 10 freeway. I'm sorry, going west.
Right. So if it ever happened to go north, they would close that down.
Completely.
So west is closed?
Yes.
All right. I'll look that up. All right, buddy. Thank you for calling. I'll look it up on Sigler just to make sure that, you know, a lot of guys are like, hey, freeway's closed, and we look up and it's BS. I know that there's a huge problem in Sherman Oaks, and I drove through that today. There was an accident in Sherman Oaks today, pretty bad, right at Woodman. Eastbound 101 at Woodman, and that was backed up all the way to Thousand Oaks. But I'm looking at the 10 freeway. It looks pretty good. There's only one problem on the 10 freeway. It's the 10 west past the 710 north. And there's a fire department out there. So, all right, a couple more calls, and we're going to get to Jesse Jackson. Adam in Redlands, a 5.0 earthquake happened basically in your backyard. Did you feel it?
I felt it a little bit.
You did?
Yeah, I was in a grocery store. The windows rattled. A few items shook. The cashier freaked out, and that was it.
Any items fall off the shelf?
No, I was disappointed.
No items.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty
and
much...
You're right in the center of it.
About 7 miles east.
Okay, now are you... So you're going to continue to shop?
No, I'm home now.
Oh, you're home. Okay. And you made it?
Just barely, but I made it.
All right. And all your groceries made it?
Yeah, for the most part.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
There he goes. No items have fallen off the shelf at grocery stores. These are usually the video that you see the next morning, a lot of crap from the grocery stores. We got some Ray-Bans that are shaken, a movie interrupted, manicure is cool, three-year-old didn't feel it, and no items in the grocery store. Let's talk to Lisa in Encino. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi.
Hey.
Yes. I was parked, and I literally thought somebody, I was really paranoid, I thought somebody was shaking my car, and I got out of my car, looked around, went in my car, pulled around the corner, and then came back to where my friend's house.
And that's in Encino?
Yes.
All right, so everybody made it out there.
Everybody made it.
Okay, thanks for calling.
So, sir?
Yes.
My dad was friends with your dad in the military. He slept right under his bunk bed.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And what's your dad's name?
Joseph Shapiro.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he always told you they were good friends in the military, so it was nice. I wanted to tell you that.
They serve up in Washington?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah, Fort Lewis up in Washington.
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
What's your dad doing nowadays?
Well, unfortunately, he passed away of cancer recently.
That's terrible.
To choke around together, and my dad was a singer in the military, so he really liked him.
Well, your dad was a singer?
Well, yeah, he kind of entertained. He was a singer now, and he was an entertainer in the military.
Oh, fantastic.
All right. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, if I'm going to join the military, that's the best job to get.
That's right.
You know, screw going on the front lines. I'm going to sit in a bar and sing.
That's right.
All right. Thanks for calling, Lisa. Yep. All right. One more call, then we'll move on here. Let's talk to Billy in San Bernardino. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Jimmy. How you doing?
All right. Now, you're in San Bernardino, so you're right at the epicenter. Are you okay? Are you trapped?
Oh, I'm fantastic. I was I just left the massage parlor. I was actually in the middle of finishing up a happy ending when started to shake. I thought I was having a seizure and stuff. I thought this was the greatest orgasm ever, but...
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
all right. Well,
she was a little scared, but she held on to whatever she could hold on to, and it all worked out in the end.
All right, well, and I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, that's the worst place to get to have the earthquake happen.
Well, it was a pretty sparse room, so everything was all right. Everything's okay.
Well, thanks for checking in right afterwards.
All right.
Everything's
okay here in San Bernardino. You too.
There he goes. All right. So far, we have a massage that was uninterrupted, a manicure that was okay, helter skelter, a little interrupted, shaking Ray-Bans. 3-year-old didn't feel it. No items down in the grocery store. The chick from Encino is still cool. And everybody seemed to pull through.
God damn.
I know, Jack. We tried, man. All right, we're going to take a small break and come back with what the hell did Jesse Jackson say. So we'll clear the lines and spark up a couple clips for you. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying live up next right here on the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk.
Lean on me.
Lean on me.
When you're not strong.
When you're not strong.
I'll be
when you're in solitary confinement.
Yeah, I'll help you.
Your back is against the wall. Up on you.
Oh,
and turn the back on you. You feel all alone. You're down. You can't make it up. You're drowning your own tears.
You're
tricking the brain. You throw your hands up. You surrender. But somehow, somewhere, you know the ground is no place for a champion. So you rise. You rise. You rise. You'll rise.
Somebody wave your hand.
97.1 FM Talk.
I am somebody. I am somebody. I am somebody. Respect me. Protect me. Never neglect me. I am God's child. Stop the violence. Stop the violence. Save the children. Stop the violence. Save the children. Down with dope. Up with hope, down with dope, up with hope, keep hope alive, keep hope alive, keep hope alive. Let me hear you scream like you mean it.
Oh, come on, push me in, just enough for the city I'm a hero.
Put your hands together, put your hands together.
All righty, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And we will now start, what the hell did Jesse Jackson say?
Yes!
Yeah. Radio's longest running game show. That's not confirmed, but that's what we believe. We've done a little research. And kids that are 2 years old and adults that are 102 years old can play together. They can listen to the radio together. How often does a radio station cater to both 2-year-olds and 102-year-olds and everybody else in between? Almost never. Yet this station does it every single Thursday night with What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? An enjoyable game for the young and old. And if you win today, you correctly identify what Jesse Jackson is saying, you're going to get yourself a pair of tickets to Valkyrie, starring Tom Cruise. And the passes are valid at any L.A. area man theater. Valkyrie, in theaters now. That's Tom Cruise. That's a Tom Cruise Hitler movie. He doesn't play Hitler now, does he?
No, he does not.
No, he does not. He's playing...
somebody who's trying to take Hitler down.
Oh, he's trying to kill Hitler.
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy.
And it's based on a true story.
Is that right? I gotta go look at that. Valkyrie with Tom Cruise. All right, here are the clips you're going to hear tonight on What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say?
They had no money, seeming to have. And he's in jail as an accused rapist. The Four Tops, my. Put this and say, where? He said, where? But that was this... this issue ultimately is not about, but that was this, who do I turn to? Well, this guy that you tried to save tried to have sex with me. But that was this 5'7" men, and he doesn't fit the right credential. You know, 5'7" men, difference. And now banks could not police themselves. But that was this, what is happening? Then I'll have, but that was this henchman by counties. These 7 years of famine. But that was this depreciation of their debt and on the tail. And we bought him. And that's a kind of racially mixed situation. But that was this.
All right, here we go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
They had no money, seeming to have. They had no money, seeming to have. They had no money, seeming to have.
All right. Keith and Chino, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Good luck, little buddy.
They had no money, seeming to have.
Hey, what's up, Timmy?
Hey, you get
hey,
it?
Hey,
my wife pulled one of your moms. He goes, what in the hell is running down those stairs? An earthquake happened. And kids go, not me. And my oldest son goes, I think his dad running down the stairs. I'm a big guy. he's saying they had more money than I had.
No, listen to it again. You got very close. Listen to it.
They had no money, seeming to had.
They had more money them and them had.
No. Sorry, buddy, but we appreciate the call.
You got it.
All right, stop running up and down those stairs and scaring those kids. All right, there he goes. Yeah, they thought Fat Dad was running up and down the stairs. It was actually a moderate earthquake, I should say. They've downgraded to a 4.5. And happened in San Bernardino, and Channel 9 News is covering if you'd like to check that out. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
They had no money, seeming to had.
Oscar and Silmar, you're on the air.
They had no money, seeming to had.
They had no money smoking hash?
No.
That's a no-no.
Gregory and El Monte, you're on the air.
They had no money, seeming to had.
Gregory.
They have no money, seeming to have.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah.
You got tickets to Valkyrie.
Hey, cool. All right, yeah. Thanks, Jim.
All right, hold on one sec. You can take that loud wife of yours.
All right.
Okay. What's she yelling at you for?
She's over there telling the kids, Greg won money, Greg won tickets, and woo-woo,
good.
And all this
stuff. All right,
crap.
So she's pretty happy.
Yeah, she's happy.
All right, X. How many kids you got?
I got three here in the house, and I got two over at my mom's.
Right. Dividing them up a little.
Yeah, trying to do it.
All right, buddy, you're a major stud. We'll give you tickets.
All right, thank you very much, man.
Yeah, take a night off of the kids. Five kids. Seems like a lot. I know going through an airport with one kid is a hassle. Yeah, imagine that. Five kids. Bubble. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's your next clip. Good luck.
And he's in jail as an accused rapist. And he's in jail as an accused rapist. And he's in jail as an accused rapist. And he's in jail as an accused rapist.
All right, here we go.
And he's in jail as an accused rapist.
God damn it.
Jack, I'm talking about you. I talked to Dennis on the 14. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
And he's in jail as an accused rapist.
And he is in jail as an accused rapist.
It's exactly right. For extra credit, if you could give us the proper pronunciation of rapist as Jesse did it, we'd appreciate that.
And he's in jail as an accused rapist.
Rapist.
All right, hold on one second, dude.
Thanks.
You're a winner and you're going to Valkyrie, starring Tom Cruise. And these tickets are good at any L.A. area man theater. So get out there. See that Valkyrie, man. All right. Yeah, that's exactly what he's saying. And he's in jail as an accused rapist.
And he's in jail as an accused rapist.
All right, move on. Next clip.
The Four Tops, my. The Four Tops, my.
Perry and Costa Mesa, you're on the air.
The Four Tops, my.
Saying the Four Tops, my.
There you go. Yes! Congratulations. It's a winner. Winner with for a chicken dinner here. The Four Tops, my.
The Four Tops, my.
All right, do we move on? Here we go.
Put us and say where he's a weapon. Put us and say where he's a weapon.
That seems to be a little tough.
Put us and say where he's a weapon.
It's all jumbled. Let's go on to the next clip.
But that was this.
Oh, this is a good one.
But that was this.
Myra in Pasadena, you're on the air.
But that was this.
But that was a.
But what?
But that was a.
But that was this.
No, you got very close. One more.
No! Round.
Nick in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
But that was this.
Timmy, can I be the first one to take
yes.
a pass on this, brother?
Hold on. We get one person a night gets a pass, and they hold on for the next clip. That's it. So he's used up that pass. Sean in Riverside, you're on the air.
But that was this.
But that was the.
But that was what?
Is it? But that was the.
But that was this.
No, sorry, dude. That's not it. Vic on the 101, you're on the air.
But that was this.
But that was this.
There you go. Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
All right, yeah, either but that was just or but that was this. We'd have taken either one of them. We didn't know what it was. But congratulations, dude. You got a pair of tickets to Valkyrie starring Tom Cruise.
But that was this.
But that was this or that was just?
But that was this.
Yeah, no idea what it is. bet he doesn't know what it is.
I have no idea what she's saying.
I don't either, man. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
This issue ultimately is not about... This issue ultimately is not about... This issue ultimately is not about...
Leo in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
This issue ultimately is not about...
This issue ultimately is not about...
There you go. Congratulations, young man. You have tickets to Valkyrie and thanks to Man Theaters. Look at that. Yeah, this issue ultimately is about...
This issue ultimately is not about...
Ultimately is about...
This issue ultimately is not about...
Congratulations. All right, we move on. Next clip.
Who do I turn to? Well, who do I turn to? Well,
Jacob and Van Nuys, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Who do I turn to? Well,
evening, Tim.
Hey.
As a who do I turn around?
Oh, man, I was pulling for you.
But that's a no-no.
Try us back, dude.
All right. Have
you're a major stud, man. Major, major stud with a big wiener. Anton. In North Hollywood, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Who do I turn to? Well,
who do I turn around?
No. Ken and Whittier.
Who do I turn to? Well,
sounds like you said, who's what? Wales.
No.
I thought this would be fairly easy. I guess it's not.
Who do I turn to? Well,
Alex, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Who do I turn to? Well,
who do I turn to? Well, who do I turn for? Well.
You got it, dude.
Yeah.
All right, dude. You're on the 14 freeway?
Yeah, I'm headed to Palmdale. So
headed to Palmdale. How long is your commute every day?
Like 45.
That's not bad. All right, you're going to get tickets to Valkyrie.
All right, great.
How are the home prices out there in Palmdale? Gone down a little, up a little?
Home prices are rock bottom. You get them for like about 100 to 170. Foreclosures are all over the place.
Is that right?
It's crazy.
Good deal to move out there now, huh?
Oh, yeah, easily.
All right, buddy, thanks for calling.
No problem.
All right, folks, that's what I hear. The word on the street is Palmdale, Lancaster. You can steal a house. Get out there in houses that were $300,000 or $400,000. You can pick up for $125, $150, and enjoy yourself a home. The commute's a little tough. Yep. At 14, it'll bother you in the morning, and then it's hell on the way home. But you live in a house, then your mortgage is $38 a month. So there are some trade-offs. We got to take a break or we can keep going here? We can keep going. Yes, we've waved off the break. Here we go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
This guy that you tried to save tried to have sex with me. This guy that you tried to save tried to have sex with me. This guy that you tried to save tried to have sex with me.
God damn it.
Jesus Christ. Danny in Orange, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
This guy that you tried to save tried to have sex with me.
This guy that they tried to save tried to have sex with me.
That's exactly right, dude.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
All right.
Yeah, tickets to Valkyrie.
All right. Thank you.
All right, dude. Starring Tom Cruise.
Good job.
What's your favorite Tom Cruise movie?
Oh, probably Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, that's a good one, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations. You married?
Yeah.
I'll take your wife then.
I will.
You got a girlfriend?
No. Well, if you're going to give me free tickets.
Well, anytime a guy laughs at you, that I suspect they got something going. All right, dude. Very good.
No, there's nothing going on. I'll take my wife.
Sounds like she might be listening, huh?
No, she's not.
All right. Hold on one second, Danny. Give you tickets to Valkyrie starring Tommy Cruise, man. Look at that. Tommy Cruise. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? We move on.
5'7".
Oh, boy.
5'7".
Seems like an odd clip here.
5'7".
Angel in San Pedro, can you figure this out?
5'7".
5'7".
Bingo.
Yes, sir!
Yeah.
You are a winner, dude.
Yeah, man.
Going to see Tommy Cruise.
Sounds good to me.
All right, hold on one second. We'll send you out there. We have one pair of tickets left. Then what do we do after that?
We can send them an autographed picture of you.
Nah, because then all the guys that already won will be like, F the movie. I want a picture of that guy.
Tim, I've never heard you be so self-congratulatory.
Thank you very much.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe what we can do for all the other winners is sneak them into the poker tournament.
Okay.
I know they hate when we do that here, but got to give them something. These are loyal listeners, man. All right, we'll figure something out. We got one more, two more prizes left, or one more? One more pair of tickets to Valkyrie. All right, here we go. What the hell does Jesse Jackson say?
And he doesn't fit the right credential, you know. And he doesn't fit the right credential, you know. And he doesn't fit the right credential, you know.
Let's talk to a Nicholas in San Bernardino, home of that earlier earthquake.
And he doesn't fit the right credential, you know.
And he doesn't fit the right description?
No. Did you feel the earthquake, though?
Not really. No. Honestly, I didn't.
And where do you live, in San Bernardino?
Yeah, I live in San Bernardino. I was actually on the road.
Oh, but it literally happened under your feet.
Yeah, I guess I had the music playing, so I couldn't tell if it was the earthquake or my bass.
Right. Okay, Jesus, thanks for calling, Christ, dude. You know what I love about Southern California? Stop to do a little commentary here. Is that I'm with you guys. Nobody gives a rat's ass in Southern California about anything. About absolutely effing anything.
Doesn't matter.
The Dodgers, you know, some people are into the Lakers, but the Lakers are in the championship. The freeways are still crowded. People are still like, you can't name one person that plays for the Lakers. The Kings, when the circus is in town. Nobody gives a rat's ass about anything in Southern California. Floods, nobody cares. Fires, you know, like thousands of homes burned down with those big fires back in October, and people have moved on. There's like a couple of charity events for them, and everybody has pressed on.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, it really is remarkable how few things we give a rat's ass about here in Southern California. It really is. And you know what? I applaud you for that, because I'm exactly the same effing way. I don't give a rat's ass about almost anything. It's so comforting to go through life. We just don't care. All right. But, you know, you're back in Pittsburgh, you know, the Steelers make it to the playoffs. Everybody has a Steelers, jersey on. Everybody's at a party. When Wisconsin makes it to the Rose Bowl, you know, they fly out here for it. There's parties and, you know, from people who used to go to Wisconsin. When the Rose Parade is out here, people fly in from all around the world to see this thing. And we who live in Southern California, if I had one ticket or two tickets to the first row of the Rose Bowl and a front seat for the parade, I would sleep through it. Nobody out here cares about anything. It is so great. We are all so effing lazy and apathetic, and we've all sort of found a great area to do that in. Southern California, the home of nobody gives a rat's ass.
Doesn't matter.
All right, back to the game here. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? And here's your next clip. Good luck, everybody.
Difference in now. Difference in now.
Let's try the next one here.
Banks could not police themselves. Banks could not police themselves. Banks could not police themselves.
Jacob and Van Nuys, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Banks could not police themselves.
Hello again.
Hey.
Oh,
that's right. You were on hold.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Crap. I just forgot the clip. Can you play it one more time, please?
Sure, here we go.
Banks could not police themselves.
Banks could not believe in themselves.
No.
That's a no-no.
Dude. It's really pulling for you there, man. How about David in Anaheim? You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Banks could not police themselves.
They could not release themselves?
No.
No.
That's silly. That was completely wrong. I don't know what station you're listening to. Absolutely wrong. Brian in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Banks could not police themselves.
One more time?
Banks could not police themselves.
Jesus. Banks could not police themselves?
How do you spell, is it belief, B-E-L-I-E-F?
That's how it sounds like you're saying it.
Pass.
No!
Sorry, dude. Bad vibes. Max in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Banks could not police themselves.
Banks cannot police themselves?
How do you spell police?
Police.
How do you spell it?
B-O-L-I-C-E.
B as in boy?
No, P as in Paul.
P as in Paul. Like the cops, like police.
Yeah.
You got it, dude.
Yeah!
All right. You are a winner, young man, and you're going to see Tom Cruise in Valkyrie. And it's good for any L.A. man theater. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, since we've run out of prizes, I believe that was our last pair of tickets. Is that correct, young lady?
We are out of tickets.
We're out of tickets. All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to catch some flack for this, but I'm going to do it anyway. From now, whoever wins from now until the top of the hour, you get one seat in the poker tournament next Thursday. I know that, you know, that Mike Olson is going to go crazy, and I'm going to be yelled at tomorrow. Please don't do that on the air. Please don't do it on the air. But we ran out of prizes, all right? So if you give us enough tickets, then we don't have to do that. But now we got to do it. Sorry, man. We have a big poker tournament coming up a week from tonight. 1 week from tonight. It's 8:45 right now, 8:45 next week. Where are we going to be? We're going to be at the Commerce Casino. And you, too, could be in the event. They're giving away $6,000 worth of prizes. And you could be sitting in that tournament playing, and a lot of you will be. 400 to 500 of you listening will be in the tournament. But you must go to the website and sign up, all right? And when you go to the website, 971fmtalk.com, look under events or contests. I think it's under events. And fill out the little application there. And they need a little information for you, not much. And then if they pick you, you are going to be in the tournament next Thursday at the Commerce Casino. Commerce Casino is located off the 5 freeway, south of 710, north of 605. It's always a great event. Free food for all the players and a $6,000 prize pool. How do you beat it? It's always one of our best events we ever do. It's driven by the listeners. You know, a lot of times we're at an auto show or we're at amusement park. But this one is just for you, the listeners, and it's a great event. And God only knows. I mean, somebody could walk away with, you know, top prize. I'm not sure what it is. Maybe it's $800 or $1,000 or $1,200. I don't know. But they're giving away $6,000 in the prize pool, so it's significant, especially in this economy. So plan B. You know, plan A is your job. Plan B is to win that poker tournament. So go to the website, or if you win on Jesse Jackson between now and 9 o'clock, you can get yourself a golden ticket. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Here's your clip. Good luck, everybody.
What is happening? Then I'll have...
Now, you got to get it exact. We're not going to help you along here because the prize is so tremendous.
What is happening? Then I'll have... What is happening? Then I'll have...
Jeff and Chatsworth, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
What is happening? Then I'll have...
Can you do it one more time?
Yes, sir. Here we go. Good luck.
What is happening? Then I'll have...
What is then what's happening, then I'll have?
Ooh, try it again. Listen carefully.
What is happening, then I'll have?
What is happening, then I'll have?
That's exactly yes! right, dude. Congratulations.
All right.
You play poker at all?
Yeah, hey, listen, can I give them to my coworker? He really wants to go really bad.
Is that legal? Yeah, I think it is.
Are they transferable, Tim?
Yeah, in this case it is.
He really wants to go, man.
All right, you get one ticket. Hold on one sec. We'll give it to Jeff's buddy there out in Chatsworth. Yeah, we got to make some wiggle room for these listeners. I mean, these are really diehard listeners. These guys have been listening to this Jesse Jackson thing for 12 years. We got to, accommodate them. You know, make some room for these dudes. All right, yeah, that's exactly what he was saying.
What is happening? Then I'll have.
What is happening? Then I'll have.
What is happening? Then I'll have.
We move on. Here we go.
Symptom two grave.
Jesus Christ.
Symptom two grave.
Jesus Christ.
God almighty, I can't even figure this one out.
Symptom two grave.
Jesus. All right, Donnie in Temple City, you're on the air.
Symptom two grave.
What do you got? Donnie.
Sister two great.
Symptom two grave.
No, that's not it. Sorry.
No!
Edgar in Long Beach, you're on the air.
Symptom two grave.
Symptom two grave?
You know, we're going to give that to you. That's one of the answers here.
Yes, sir!
We have Simply Too Great and Sensa Too Great.
Sensa Too Great.
Sensa Too Great. So, Edgar, congratulations. You'll be in that poker tournament, dude.
Thanks, Tim.
You play?
Not really.
You don't?
Not really.
Well, you can show up and, I don't know, maybe sell it.
maybe.
No, you can't do that. All right, hold on one sec. We'll put you on hold and put you on that list. All right, so we continue here with What the Hell is Jesse Jackson Saying? And here's your next clip.
Hit someone.
Jesus Christ.
Hit someone.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I hear you there, Soph.
Hit someone. Hit someone. Hit someone.
Jesus.
Hit someone.
God almighty. All right, Armando in Southgate, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hit someone.
Hey, Tim, can you just say that one more time?
Yeah, it's all one word. I'll give you a hint.
Hit someone.
Frenchman?
Hit someone.
No, sorry, dude.
No!
It's not Frenchman. Todd in Laguna Hills, you're on the air.
Hit someone.
Oh, wow. One more time.
Hit someone.
And actually, I don't know if it's one word, but it sounds like you're saying, get your money.
No, it's all one word.
Oh.
Yeah. You going to stick with get your money?
One more time, then.
Hit someone.
Get your man.
That's a no-no.
No, thanks for calling, though. I like when you give out a hint and a guy goes, no, it sounds like three words. I'm going to stick with that.
You're stupid.
Nah, I just didn't get it. Nick in Long Beach, you're on the air.
Hit someone.
Happening, bro.
Hey, what do you got?
Happy New Year.
Thank
it
you.
It sounds like he's trying to say instrument.
You know what? It's not instrument.
Hit someone.
Hey, Tim.
Yes.
I know I lost, but I got a new way to say Jesus Christ for you.
Oh, what do you got?
Jesus Christ.
All right. Excellent, buddy. Put it in rotation there. Jeremy and Norco, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hit someone.
What do you got there, buddy?
Sorry. What was that? One more time?
Hit someone.
Get some?
No. Hector in Los Angeles, you're up next. Here we go.
Hit someone.
One more time, Timmy.
Here we go.
Hit someone.
Nothing.
Nothing. Drawing blanks.
All right, man.
Suck it.
Sorry you're shooting blanks there. Chris and Chino, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hit someone.
Yo, what's up, Tim?
Hey.
Man, I'm still on get someone or hit someone or...
No, it's all one word, dude.
Hit someone.
Hitsman?
Hitsman. No! Sorry, man. Ernie in Riverside, you're on the air.
Hit someone.
What's his name again?
Ernie.
Hi.
Hey.
Christmas?
You're stupid.
Jesus Christ.
That guy's just picking a word out of thin air. School? No, it's not school. Christmas? No, it's not Christmas. Church? No, not church. Bus? No, it's not bus.
Hit someone. Hit someone.
Jacob in Canyon Country.
Hit someone.
Hit someone?
What is it?
Hit someone?
How you spell that?
H-I-T, S-O-M-E-S.
Hit someone? No.
You're stupid.
I heard of that. Eric in Carson.
Hit someone.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, what do you got?
Henchman.
That's it, dude.
Yeah!
Congratulations, man.
Appreciate it.
He's saying henchman.
Yes. Crip.
You are exactly right, dude. You're going to get a ticket to that big tournament next Thursday.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, you play cards at all?
Yes, I do. Very well.
And we'll see you down there. Say hello when you get down there.
I will.
All right, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes. Yeah, henchman. That's what he's saying.
Hit someone.
Henchman.
Hit someone.
Henchman. He mispronounced it, but he's saying henchman. Henchman.
Hit someone.
All right, Freddie in North Hollywood. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. Up next, here we go.
A by count is. 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 A by count is.
All right, Freddie, what do you got?
A by count is.
About. One more time, please.
Ooh, you're close. Listen again.
About count is.
About countless.
No.
That's a no-no.
Sorry, dude. Jerry in the harbor. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
About count is.
One more time, dude.
About count is.
I'm not counting?
No. Sorry, man. Sorry, that's not it. David in Ontario. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
About count is.
One more time, please.
About count is.
About count is?
No.
No!
RJ in Valley Village, you're on the air.
About count is.
About counties.
About count is.
Hmm.
About counties?
Yeah, that's it, dude.
Yes!
All right, you got it, man.
Yeah.
All right, congratulations.
Valley Village represent.
That's right.
And now there's now there's Valley Glen, right?
Yeah, it's north of Victory.
Jesus Christ, man. They're gonna eventually they will be no North Hollywood.
Well, what about a Tarzana Safari Walk?
Yeah, well, that's called the Safari Walk, but it's not. It's just like, you know, two blocks of shops. They're not changing an entire name of a neighborhood to Valley Village and then Valley Glen. Eventually, there'll be no North Hollywood, folks, because evidently there's a negative connotation attached to North Hollywood.
And the other part to the right is now NoHo Arts District.
Jesus Christ. All right. Yes, that young man got it right.
About counties.
About counties. About counties. All right. Here we go. Next clip.
These 7 years of famine. These 7 years of famine. These 7 years of famine.
All right, the last word is radically mispronounced, and you have to get it right.
These 7 years of famine.
All right.
These 7 years of famine.
Kevin in Long Beach, you're up first here on 97.1 FM Talk.
These 7 years of famine.
Sounds like you're saying these 7 years are famous.
No.
That's a no-no.
The last word is radically mispronounced in as far as I'm concerned. I've never heard it pronounced like this.
These 7 years of famine.
Maybe this is like a proper English pronunciation of that word that I'm unfamiliar with, but I don't believe that's right.
These 7 years of famine.
Austin in Pasadena, you're on the air.
These 7 years of famine.
Wow, Tim, sorry, man. I'm going to say these 7 years are infamous, but it's wrong. It's way wrong. Sorry, man.
We thank you for calling, though, and I love a guy who apologizes for being wrong. Guy was raised properly, man. Marco in Sherman Oaks, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
These 7 years of famine.
All right, man. I'm going to go with these 7 years of FEMA.
Of FEMA?
Yeah.
No, sorry, dude.
No! These 7 years of FEMA. These 7 years of FEMA.
I'll give you a huge hint. It's when there's a lot of people and very little food. Here you go.
These 7 years of FEMA. These 7 years of FEMA.
Let's talk to M. Dizzle, man, in San Pedro.
These 7 years of FEMA.
What's his name again?
M. Dizzle.
Tommy Conway, what's up, man?
What's up, M. Dizzle?
I'm telling, man, I got it right here, man. These 7 years of famine.
There you go.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
hey,
man.
Thanks, sir. Hey, sir.
We'll see you down there. Hey, how do you spell your name? Is it M-D-I-Z-E-L-L?
No, it's all together. E-M is a Mike, D-I-Z-E-L, apostrophe.
Oh, you know, because we were going to name my daughter M. Dizzle.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, we settled on Sophie, though.
Jesus Christ.
What's up, man?
All right, we'll see you down at that tournament next week.
I'll see y'all then, man. Peace out.
All right,
out.
You're the best, dude. Hold on, okay?
All right.
All right, there he goes. M. Dizzle, man. All right. All right, that concludes What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we have a very funny comedian coming in. His name is Greg Proops. Yeah, you probably saw him many times on Whose Line Is It Anyway? One of the best improv actors in all of the world will be here. And as always, Gina Grant will be doing the news at 9 o'clock. Gina, what's going on with that news?
Well, evidently Ann Coulter's jaw is no longer wired shut, and an anti-Israel protester once again gives Florida a bad name. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Oh, Bobo. All right, you're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Don't forget to sign up on the website for the big tournament next Thursday night. You go to 971FMTalk.com, 971FMTalk.com. Big poker tournament next Thursday at the Commerce Casino. Sign up, free to play, free to join, free to sign up. And if we select you, you're going to get free food and a free entry into that tournament where they're giving away $6,000 worth of prizes. 971FMTalk.com. 971FMTalk.com. And when you get there, you can download almost all of the audio of any of the shows here on 97.1. So do some downloading. Enjoy it in the car when you're on the boat or I don't know where you go. All right, here's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
What is happening? Then I'll have Hitchman before tops my. And he's in jail as an accused rapist. Difference and now we were happy with the joy the day was free. But that was just sneaking out the back door, hang out with those hoodlum friends of mine. Who do I around the world. And he doesn't fit the right credential, you know. These 7 years of fame. This guy that you tried to save tried to have sex with me. Sent her to grave.
Shows like this at 97.1 FMTalk.com.